Drew and Dana.
Drew and Dana.
Broke up with him. She gave him the sack. You ever heard that one?
Yeah.
The axe. Jolted him.
Gave him the axe, jolted him.
Alright, now, if you go together for a long time, what do you usually want to do sooner or later? You want to
become engaged, married.
Right. Now, what else? You know any other terms for that?
Wed.
Alright, yeah, but now, what are they used to say in the country? Oh, come on, Mary, let's go get
hitched.
Yeah, that's right. You ever heard jump the broomstick?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you? Okay, now, you know, after a wedding, they usually have this big, noisy
reception.
All this when the bride and groom are going off somewhere, they have this big, noisy celebration. You know what I'm talking about? Throw rice.
Yeah, throw rice. And
what's
all
that called? What they used to call it a long time ago.
Don't remember now.
Well, now, I'm not sure, they do call, you call it a reception. Okay, now, if one of the couple has been married before, do they have anything different, usually? If one of them has been married, does that mean anything different in the...
They're not, if the girl has been married before, she's not supposed to wear a white wedding dress.
Well, now, is there anything that they, sometimes at weddings, if the community doesn't like the people, they'll show their displeasure in a particular kind of a celebration or something. You ever heard of that or not? Never heard of that. Okay. You ever heard of chivalry? Dish panning? Okay. How about horny?
Never
heard of that. All right. I never had either. Well. Now, if there were four or five people that you just didn't like, and somebody says, "Well, now, Annette, which ones do you not like?" And you say, "I just don't like the
any of them."
Yeah, well, if you wanted the whole, you say, "I just don't
like
the,
any of them."
Yeah, but
I don't like the whole bunch.
Okay, is another word for that? The whole bunch. I just don't.
Whole crowd.
Like, yeah. What else? What might you call it? The whole kit and
caboodle.
So, have you ever used that term before?
Yeah, I've heard it used.
Okay, now, when you get together on a Saturday night with your girl, or if you're a girl with your boy, you usually go and you go to a what? You go over there, people playing fiddles and that, what do you call it? You go
dance.
To, all right. What else might you call it? In the country, what'd you go to?
Showdown.
All right. What?
Shindig.
All right. Now, is it a showdown? Go to a showdown?
Yeah,
that's
the same thing as a shindig.
All right. Anything else you like calling?
Can't think of anything right now.
But now, what's the difference in a showdown and a hoedown? Are those the same?
Same thing.
Okay. Now, if I was supposed to be going to class every day, but I didn't go today, what would you say? You'd say
you played hooky.
All right. Now, the reason I'm going, let me see now. If somebody's been to, well, first of all, what am I going to? I'm going to what? Where am I going? I'm going to
college.
All right. Now, if somebody's had a lot of college, you'd say, boy, he's got a lot of, if he had a lot of
knowledge.
Yeah. What's another term for that, though? In the country,
learning.
All right. Well, what else might you say? He had a lot of knowledge. And,
knowledge.
All right.
Learning.
A lot of. If he didn't have any practical experience, but he got a lot, you might say he well.
Common
he,
sense.
Yeah, he got a lot of. He got everything he knew.
Whole sense.
If he didn't have any of that, though, if he didn't have any of that horse sense, he might say he's got a lot of. Well, I'm happy with book learning.